wear the cloth at the same time. He felt his way to the window, then he pulled off the blanket and threw open the shutters. Hot, nearly scalding sunlight bathed him. The cloth bit into the skin of his head, but he could see. The cloth blocked just enough light to keep him from being blinded, yet was translucent enough to allow vision. It was like the mists, actually. The cloth was nearly invisible to him, for his eyes were enhanced beyond the point of reason. His mind just filtered out the cloth's interference. Spook nodded to himself, then picked up his dueling cane and made his way from the room. "I know you're a quiet one," Dern said, rapping softly on the ground in front of him with a pair of sticks. "But even you have to admit that this is better than living under the Lords." Spook sat in a street slot, back to the stone wall that had sustained the canal, head bowed slightly. Market Pit was the widest of the street slots of Urto. Once it had been a waterway so broad that three boats abreast could moor in its center, while leaving room on both sides for the passage of others in either direction. Now it had become a central boulevard for the city, which also made it a prime location for tradesmen and beggars. Beggars like Spook and Dern. They sat at the very side of the slot, buildings looming like fortress walls above. Few of the passers paid any attention to the ragged men. Nobody paused to notice that one of them seemed to be watching the crowd carefully, despite the dark cloth over his eyes, while the other spoke far too articulately to have been educated in the gutter. Spook didn't respond to Dern's question. In his youth, the way he spoke, with a thick accent, language littered with slang, had marked him, made people dismiss him. Even now, he didn't have a glib tongue or charming manner like Kelsier's. So instead, Spook just tried to say as little as possible. Less chance of getting himself into trouble that way. Oddly, instead of finding him easier to dismiss when he didn't talk, it seemed that people paid more attention to him. Dern continued to pound out his rhythm like a street performer with no audience. It was too soft against the earthen floor for anyone to hear, unless one were Spook. Dern's rhythm was perfect. Any minstrel would have envied him.
"I mean, look at the market," Dern continued. "Under the Lord Ruler, most ska could never engage openly in commerce. We have something beautiful here. Ska ruling ska. We're happy."
Spook could see the market. It seemed to him that if the people were truly happy, they'd wear smiles rather than downcast looks. They'd be shopping and browsing rather than quickly picking out what they wanted, then moving on. Plus, if the city were the happy utopia it was supposed to be, there wouldn't be a need for the dozens of soldiers who watched the crowd. Spook shook his head. Everybody wore nearly the exact same clothing, colors and styles dictated by the citizens' orders. Even begging was heavily regulated. Men would soon arrive to count Spook's offerings, tally how much he had earned, then take the citizens' cut.
"Look," Dern said, "do you see anyone being beaten or killed on the street? Surely that's worth a few strictures."
"The deaths happen in quiet alleyways now," Spook said softly. "At least the Lord Ruler killed us openly."
Dern frowned, sitting back, thumping the ground with his sticks. It was a complex pattern. Spook could feel the vibrations through the ground and found them soothing. Did the people know the talent they passed, quietly beating the ground they walked upon? Dern could have been a master musician. Unfortunately, under the Lord Ruler, ska didn't play music. And under the citizen, well, it generally wasn't good to draw attention to yourself, no matter what the method.
"There it is," Dern said suddenly, "as promised."
Spook glanced up. Through the mutters, the sounds, the flashes of color, and the powerful sense of refuse people and goods for sale, Spook saw a group of prisoners being escorted by soldiers in brown. Sometimes the flood of sensation was almost overwhelming to him. However, as he'd once told Vin, burning tin wasn't about what one could sense, but about what one could ignore. And he had learned very well to focus on the senses he needed, shunting aside that which would distract. The market-goers made way for the group of soldiers and their prisoners. The people bowed their heads, watching solemnly.
"You still want to follow?" Dern asked.
Spook stood. Dern nodded, then stood and grabbed Spook by the shoulder. He knew that Spook could really see, or at least Spook assumed that Dern was observant enough to have noticed that fact. They both maintained the act, however. It was common among beggars to adopt a guise of being afflicted in an attempt to elicit more coins. Dern himself walked with a masterful false limp and had his hair pulled out in sickly patches. Yet Spook could smell soap on the man's skin and fine wine on his breath. He was a thief lord. There were few more powerful in the city. Yet he was clever enough with his disguises that he could walk about on the streets unnoticed. They weren't the only ones following the soldiers and their prisoners. Ska, wearing the approved gray, trailed the group like ghosts, a quiet, shuffling mass in the falling ash. The soldiers walked to a ramp leading out of the street slots, guiding the people into a wealthier section of the town, where some of the canals had been filled in and cobbled. Soon the dead spots began to appear. Charred scars. Ruins that had once been homes. The smell of smoke was almost overpowering to Spook, and he had to start breathing through his mouth. They didn't have to walk very far before arriving at their destination. The citizen himself was in attendance. He rode no horse. Those had all been shipped to the farms, for only crass noblemen were too good to walk the ground on their own feet. He did, however, wear red.
"What's that he's wearing?"
Spook whispered as Dern led him around the side of the crowd. The citizen and his retinue stood on the steps of a particularly grand mansion, and the ska were clustering around. Dern led Spook to a place where a group of toughs had muscled themselves an exclusive piece of the street with a good vantage of the citizen. They nodded to Dern, letting him pass without comment.
"What do you mean?" Dern asked. "The citizen is wearing what he always does, ska trousers and a work shirt."
"They're red," Spook whispered. "That's not an approved color."
"As of this morning it is. Government officers can wear it. That way they stay.